First it was an animated film, now it's a live-action remake. Disney has gone and done it again to one of their classic films. Mulan, instead of heading to the big screen, has gone to the comforts of our own home. And yes, we were awesome enough to drop $30 on it so we can tell you what we think about it. Make sure you stay tuned as well to the end of this show, as you can find out a way how you can win a $20 Amazon gift card. Stay tuned, because it's time to level up the conversation. Welcome everyone to another high-flying and mystifying episode of the Club XP Podcast. I'm your host, Joey, and in my sidecar next to me, I have the following. Say your names.
Oh, is that RQ?
Yeah. Hi, guys. Jared here.
Hey, we got a special Brianna.
What?
Welcome.
That's Jared's wife, by the way.
That is Jared's wife, by
first
the way.
First lady on the show.
She
I know,
is the
we
first
are breaking
lady.
Gender barriers tonight.
We talked about that. We definitely, like 6 episodes ago, we said we were totally going to get a lady on the show. We just had to get one of our wives.
Well, I feel lucky to be the first.
It's only one that would come on the show.
And I'm Evan. And just for the record, I'm wearing my wife's bathrobe.
So she is with you as well.
It looks very flattering on you. Well, in this episode, I do want to give a heads up because it is going to be very spoiler heavy. Like, so heavy it weighs a metric ton. And we are reviewing the newest Disney Star Wars movie that was released over the weekend. So if y'all know what I'm talking about that Mulan. That
hey,
Mulan.
Can this really be a spoiler-free episode when the story's been around for about 2,000-3,000 years, give or take?
Well, no, it could be.
And it is
they
a remake of a...
They didn't stick to the story. They didn't stick to, like, the original. So, yeah, there could definitely be spoilers.
I guess.
Well, most of my criticism comes from the new stuff they added to it. So that will be spoilerific.
Okay.
But basically, just going off on that, I mean, I did joke, it's not a Star Wars movie. Though, seemingly so, you would be fooled had you not known the premise behind the movie. So we have the classic movie Mulan, which actually I'm a big fan of. I mean, that's one of the catchiest tunes in the Disney universe that they got going on in that movie. And all of a sudden, they made a remake of it, and there are no more of those classical tunes. But can it still be a redeemable movie with good quality scenes and heart-touching emotional characters? Did we get that, boys? Did y'all?
I think your intro was better than the movie. Hey, let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Guess the Grouch. I want everybody to pick who you think scored the movie the lowest out of us four.
I think it's gonna be Evan. I had
zero expectations. I mean, I really enjoyed Mulan as a kid. It's one of my favorite of the 90s.
Was it?
Yeah, it really was. It was great.
Okay.
Hey, we did a trailer show. We did a show where we just talked about trailers. And Jared is on tape talking about, I'm pretty sure, how excited he was for this movie.
So, I really enjoy Mulan as a kid. But I think Evan's going to give it the lowest score.
Really? Oh, man.
I think I'm going to give it the lowest score.
Oh, yeah. Brandon's voting on herself.
I was disappointed.
All right. Let's do a quick round table of overall scores real quick before we get into spoiler stuff. I'm curious to see who scored at the lowest.
Dude, I'll go off the diving board first. So, overall, I mentioned this earlier when we chatted. I have 2 overall ratings for it. There has to be 2.
Averaging the 2 together.
2 heads are better than 1.
We're going to find
If I'm going to give it purely on entertainment factor, and I think I'm going to start reviewing all my movies like this.
Because
the emotional feeling that you get from it. I mean, I tried to get as theater specific as we could in the household. We had it on the projector on the wall. We had the popcorn and snack food. Whoa. And it was like, I was surrounded by my kids and my nieces and nephews. And overall, just the vibe, the funness of it. I gave it an 8 out of 10. I enjoyed it. Now, if I want to take a step back away from that and look at it critically,
we're supposed to be doing.
If I'm going to do that and be an adult, then I mean, I'm going to give it a 6.
So the facade of 7. The big screen and popcorn and nieces.
So you like your
kids.
Family?
Yeah,
that's good.
Gave it an 8.
I give my family an 8 out of 10.
So
a 6 for the movie.
So a 6 for the movie, 8 for the experience. Great. Yeah. Evan, what about you?
Okay, so I don't have a multi-point score. I'm giving it a solid score. And I'm sitting at about a 6 out of 10. And the reason for that is because I think Disney really screwed themselves when they set a $30 price point. And yeah. They did it to themselves. They shot themselves in the foot. I think I expected even if it were at a $20 price point, I was approaching at it as, am I getting value for my money that I'm paying right now? And I am going to reveal to the listeners that we went in 50-50 on this. So I paid $15 yes. for it.
So I don't feel as bad.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it wasn't as bad, but it's still a lot of people dropped $30 on this. And so for what the movie gave you, I give it a 6 out of 10. And I try to look at it as if I was in the theater too. I kind of like thought about it like Joey, but still it's entertaining, amazing. Is it timeless? No. There's good character development. There's good storytelling, but it is not going to be memorable ultimately.
So it's not a tale as old as time in your book.
Yeah.
So before we watched it the other day, Brandon and I, we did a pre-rating, like a pre-score, kind of what we thought it would be. I think I set a 6.5.
Yeah,
you did. What were you?
Oh, Brandon went in hot.
She went in hot. She was like
excited.
8 or 9.
I said 8.
Okay.
So after the movie, I think initially I kept the 6.5 score, but as the days go on and the more I think about it and kind of reviewed it, I'm going to give it a solid 4.
Right? It keeps going down. Yeah,
the more I think about this movie and the more I reflect on it and look at the reflection, I think it goes down to at least, I want to say a solid 4. And what's crazy, too, is Disney announced that they're going to release this for free December 4th on Disney Plus. So I'm like, man. So it's like you said, we went in half and half, like $15 a piece for it. So to me, it's like just a date night. A little bit cheaper as far as movie tickets for 2 tickets. So I'm not extremely disappointed in paying the $15 for it. But overall, man, if this was in the theater and I walked out paying 2 $12 tickets for this movie, I would have been hot. I mean,
yeah,
it's like I said, the more I thought about this movie, the worse it got. So I'm excited to hear Joey's 8 factor on this.
Oh, all right. You will hear it.
And hey. I'm really hoping you could convince me otherwise because I really wanted to like it. But didn't get there.
I came in at a 4 too. I wanted to like it so bad, but it was a snooze fest.
That's what I was going to ask.
Fest.
I got a good follow-up question on that. I was going to ask y'all, were you actually bored at any point?
Yeah, because it was the runtime. It was 2 hours. That's way too long for this
was
movie.
It?
It had a 2 hour runtime, like an hour and 56 minutes.
And they took out all the fun parts.
Yeah, and like the cartoon was an hour and a half. What, a little over an hour and a half, give or take? That's, so it's about a 30 extra minutes worth of runtime and not adding anything to the story with an extra half hour. So to me, the snooze fest of it or being bored, I think it was because of the runtime and how the story progressed and trying to fit in another 30 minutes worth of filler, which wasn't entertaining.
Okay, Joey, let me see if I can get in this one little tidbit before we go into spoilers. But please just consider this. Disney had to have figured out and fixed a lot of errors from their previous live action movies. Me and Jared, we went and saw Aladdin together. You had to have been at like a 2 or a 3 for Aladdin because that movie sucked. And the
I liked it.
Yeah. Really?
That's our best like your favorite one. She really liked it.
There was so much wrong with Aladdin.
We got into a big argument about this the other night. About how I just said how I didn't like that original song by Jasmine. I know this isn't an Aladdin. This is real quick. And how the original song went Jasmine and how that what's her name from SNL was in it. And she was terrible.
That's fine that you didn't like.
And so then we got into this whole gender argument about I don't like women movies and women in pirate movies, which is totally crazy.
The only thing he didn't like is that she stood up for herself and they changed the story. He didn't like that everything revolved around Aladdin.
Yeah, so it's good. Anyway. Back to Mulan.
Sorry, Joey.
I would say going along with that, though, the one thing I did admire about the film, even though I did miss the songs, I don't think the songs work in live-action movies. I don't think they translate good at all. And so I actually thought Disney didn't do the songs on purpose. There's no chutzpah. There's no, like, bravado with it. Like, in a cartoon, you can go, like, ape crazy, man, and like do crazy stuff. Like in Lion King, you can have like animals stacking on top of each other, all being supported by one elephant, and then they all fall. Like, you can't do that. And so it's just basically the characters just walking and singing, and it just doesn't translate.
I like the live music.
I think I disagree. Because in Aladdin,
well, you're not free to disagree.
Prince Ali, the music when he comes into the city with Will Smith, that was great. Beauty and the Beast, Emma, what's her name?
No, that was not Emma Stone. Sorry.
Wow.
Other
Watson.
Emma Watson. Yeah, her song was great too. So I think it could work. It's just in this film,
well,
I think
her song
was
good because it was a song that just required you to walk around.
Well, it's fine, but.
This is about Mulan The issue with Mulan,
which really ruined the whole movie for me. Oh, man. So what really ruined the movie for me was that they were trying to appease a Chinese audience, I feel like, while at the same time appeasing the American audience, and they couldn't. It was the same issue with New Mutants. Man, I can't talk tonight. That we talked about last week. Is that they're trying to appease two different audiences or two different appeals, and they just couldn't do that. They had one foot in one boat, one foot in the other, and they're just drifting apart.
Well, what do you think they did to placate toward the Chinese?
Everything. For the most part, the whole Crouching Tiger, you know, House of Daggers type feel this movie had, that wasn't for the American audience.
They did
like the
do some
scene?
Changes yeah. for the Chinese audience.
Yeah, and
one,
throwing
one
like yards of fabric to beat people up with it, and like kicking arrows and spears. I mean,
spares.
Man,
I can't
even slow down
daily.
But no,
I
just think it didn't placate well. So okay. That's why I think we didn't see a lot of music in this one, because I think they were trying to appease two different audiences or two different tastes in film and cinema. Honestly,
I think they were trying to be too serious.
Yeah.
Well, that's the question too. If they're trying to be more serious and more like, you know, real about this movie, would you guys prefer having Chinese subtitles on a film like this?
You can't because of the kid factor. I mean, as an adult, I personally would, but it logistically it wouldn't work.
Yeah. So
I love subtitles though. So
I think what we're unlocking here, and I think what we're unpacking as far as this movie's concerned, is that Disney is having a really hard time walking the line on how cartoony do you get with these live action movies. It's really, really hard to draw the fine line. I mean, one of the biggest holes and gaps that you felt when you watched this was the absence of any comic relief in every Disney movie, live action or cartoon. There was like no laughs anywhere. And I'm not saying they needed a Mushu. A Mushu absolutely would not have worked, but there was just no laughs from front to back, and that's what
Mushu
really
was,
knocked it down a peg for me.
Mushu was replaced with a Pokemon that followed her around wherever she went. She had her own personal Pikachu.
I felt like it was one of those like guide points in a video game, one of those waypoints that you just follow the waypoint to the next to the next scenario you're supposed to go to in a video game.
It's just some MacGuffin. I would like to point out on the whole, that's the very first point I made, and the most critical that I would be of it, is it did miss out on the comedy, especially the camaraderie amongst the soldiers. Like, there wasn't any at all. They joked in a couple scenes, but there was no character
with
development for any of
the...
Yeah.
Oh, no, there wasn't any.
That's the problem, too. That's why I didn't care for... I mean, I had a lot of issues, but we'll get to that in a second, but I think that was one of the biggest ones. Even if you're not going to have Mushu or the ancestors pop up or the big musical scenes, at least provide some type of comedic relief through, you know, that... The army
training,
scene with the other soldiers.
Montage.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had some great character development in the original cartoon with, you know, the big dude. They did have that little short, stubby guy, the mustache. His character is in it. Don't remember his name, but I mean, they had some type of reference.
They had all of them.
Did they?
See, we couldn't even tell.
they had no personality, though, man. Even, honestly, I didn't really care for the actress that played Mulan. I didn't really, I don't know. I don't know if it was just the writing or her portraying Mulan, but.
I thought she did good.
I didn't really care for it either. She was too bland for me, and it showed not a lot of great emotion.
One thing that I think they did really well at, it, just to try and give them a point, was that they were very careful to try and have the actors' voices be closely tuned to the voices of the cartoon. I thought the voice of the live-action Mulan was very close to the voice of the cartoon Mulan. They matched up the soldiers really well. They matched up the baddie. I forget his name. I thought they were Huns, but they were not Huns. I think they changed the group of bad people in this film. But his voice was on point. The voice of the emperor was on point. And oh, that's did you catch who the emperor was? Back. That was Jet Li, right?
Yeah, yeah. It took me a second. Like, the first time I saw him, I didn't catch it. Then it showed him, like, towards the end, like, tied up. I'm like, that's Jet Li.
Yeah,
it took
me a while. It.
Yeah,
he
I did.
The emperor feel for sure.
And Donnie Yen did great as the commander as well, I thought. I think he was the best part of the movie, honestly.
How can Donnie Yen not do good?
Oh, he was great.
He's a dreamboat, always, man.
He is. He did really good. Really, my favorite part of the movie was Donnie Yen. But one thing I do want to talk about, two of the biggest issues I had this film. The first one was the whole scene where Mulan decides to go and leave her family and go into join the army. If you remember in the cartoon, there's a great song they play, and it shows her putting on the armor. She cuts her hair, and when she really cut her hair, the blade is kind of like her final, like, I'm all in, there's no turning back type scenario now. And it was a big emotional scene. I didn't get that in this movie.
They
she
cut
pulls
the hair
out the sword. Yeah,
that was a cultural thing. They edited that out because that
I
wasn't
guess,
a thing in Chinese culture.
Like,
and I think
same thing, trying to appease
thing.
To both mm-hmm. audiences, you know, it created some issues. But to me, there was no drama behind it. It didn't really feel like she had to go. Like, her dad could have went to the army, and they would have been like, go home, bro. And, you know, and the story would have been over. So, to me, it didn't really feel like there was gravity in her decision to go, I guess. I don't know if you guys felt the same way or not.
What I kept thinking was, what are the people back at the village doing? They'd be like, hey, dude, weren't you supposed to go to war? And where's your daughter? Like, for the months that she was gone. Like, what was happening there?
That should be the sequel to Mulan.
what was going on? I get what you're saying, though. I think pretty much they went off the assumption that you had seen the cartoon and the animated film, and that filled in the plot holes. Seeing the film by itself, there is a lot left to question and wonder about. But you kind of already had that background information going into it through having seen the film before.
Well, that's the problem, too. If you add an extra half an hour to the runtime from the cartoon, you know, put some of those scenes in there for me, you know?
For but you?
For let's just get, for me.
Yep, let's get Brianna in here. Brianna, what was the high... Let me ask you, do you have a high point? Did you take any cool symbolic takeaways? Like,
I really liked when her dad said he was blessed with two daughters. let's see. I really was waiting for a lesbo moment between her and the witch. The whole time they almost kissed. Man.
there was
nothing
there
with that boy. There was a lot of chemistry there. I definitely thought they were going to kiss.
That witch was intense, by the way. I thought she was a good add. She was a really good add to the movie.
I disagree with you there, too. To me...
I think she's unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, what did she fulfill in the plot? I mean, she was this bad guy, and she could have easily took over China by herself. She didn't need the villains with her, honestly. And she just wanted to fit in to a culture and be accepted. And the guy's like, well, as soon as we take over China, we'll accept you. But he treats you like dirt the whole time. It's like, okay. And then at the end, she like has this 180 and tells Mulan the whole plan and where to find him at and where the emperor is and has this saving grace moment. You know, I don't know.
She
it's like, be a villain or don't,
I
guess.
That. Visually, she was really cool. And
man,
anytime, all
witch
her fight
aside,
scenes were
though,
awesome.
That witch aside, the biggest downside for me was just, I liked that they were bringing in authentic things like chi, but she didn't even have to work for it, you know? Like, I wanted a girl power movie that I could show my girls and say, like, look, she worked hard, she got strong, she beat the boys. Not like, well, she embraced her magic. The end.
That was my biggest issue as well. I mean, if we're looking at the biggest issue with the film, that's mine. As far as the biggest difference from the cartoon to the show, to this new movie was... I don't know, man. Like, she didn't use her wit. She didn't use her brains or her strength to beat the men at what they were good at. She used her magical chi to do it. She had it the whole time.
I
to
disagree.
Me, it wasn't. Do you really?
Oh, good. Tell us.
Because so, it took away from the whole point of the movie. It's like she wasn't. I don't know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So
ahead.
I thought.
Go ahead.
They absolutely displayed her fighting ability, and they started out the movie with her fighting. It was mostly implied that her dad had trained her from very young. And even at the beginning, when there was that really painful moment where he was like, sorry, you have to hide your gifts. So I think a lot of it was implied that she was trained, but also that she was gifted with the ability to fight. Mm-hmm. And I disagree that there wasn't any girl power, because I think there was tons of girl power with Mulan. I think that the biggest core thing with Mulan that she was trying to represent was integrity. And of course, they talked about being loyal, being honest, and being true. I think if I got all those three symbols on the sword correct, a big part of Mulan's character was living up to her values and her standards and what she was raised to believe. And she was raised with really good family values, and she valued her family and she loved her family. And so the whole movie, she was definitely weighed down while trying to do the right thing. She was weighed down with the fact that she wasn't living true or living with integrity. And at the end of the moment, I thought that was amazingly huge, because she definitely went to the emperor. She bowed down in front of him, and she, you know, she rejected his kind offer, and she talked about what was important to her and what she needed to do first. And she definitely, she was a take charge, sacrifice. I thought she was a true hero. I think they did the character of Mulan justice, and I thought she was a really ultimate lady girl. There was girl power. Hey,
speaking of the sword, the one they gave her at the end, how it had those three symbols on the front and one in the back, what'd you think it was going to say?
That extra symbol.
Shoot. I don't read Chinese symbols.
No, just... Know. Oh, my God.
No, because he's like, we added a symbol or word on the back.
I definitely thought it was going to be, like, womanhood or something. Yeah. And then we were like, oh, yeah, family.
Yeah. Did you guys look it up? Is that what it was?
Well, that's what they said in the movie. Is what
no,
it was.
We
like,
were just surprised. We thought it was going to be like something girl power-esque.
Yeah.
And
because
we were
the
like,
movie lacked
oh.
it. I mean, I want to talk more about that with you, Evan, because I disagree with what you said, but I wanted to see what Joey thought. Do you think the movie changed as far as the theme of it with, you know, girl power / be true to yourself?
I can see it both ways. I think they're coming at it from the point where they're trying to make it where you shouldn't hide who you truly are, but to let your gifts shine. And I can see it from that angle. You should use your gifts to bless the world, even if you're in a male-dominant society that is trying to suppress them. Because, I mean, in history of nations, women have been suppressed and told to be a certain way and act a certain way, and this is your place. And she, like, stood against that, and she rose up and overcame that. So I can definitely see it from that angle. I'm not a big fan of her having... She was pretty OP. She had a ton of power wasn't really earned. I think when you... The combat part of it, I totally can get down with. And that was one of my favorite parts of the movie, was seeing some of the fighting. And I think some of the fighting scenes were really well choreographed.
I agree.
Even when she was chasing the guys down, and the guys that she was chasing would be like flip around on the back of their saddle and shoot arrows at them. Like, some really cool stuff.
And they did the same move 4 times in a row.
Yeah, okay. Because it was so thrilling. Cool. You really had to hype it up.
Why are you sending like 6 or 7 of these soldiers out against like 12 to 15 of those bad guys? And they all got decimated.
I actually have a question about that too, because I really don't understand that. But I think her power went too far when she puts her hands to the ground and causes an avalanche. And when she pretty much like shook the mountain, like I think that's just pushing it too far.
I can explain that. I mean, I think she was just trying to feel the ground to feel.
Yeah, she was just feeling the vibration of the avalanche coming.
The boulder did it.
Yeah,
yeah. Uh-oh. But that scene was crazy like too. To me, like she like
no.
You're cute.
She is OP. Because like that scene too was weird. Because like she's in the battlefield fighting, and all of a sudden she's behind the enemy lines with all the helmets set up in a matter of like 3 seconds.
That was a horrible cut. By the time that actually happened, they should
so bad.
So going back to the guys that she was chasing, so I don't get that whole plot point. First of all, were they trying to lead? Was like the witch like contriving that to lead her away?
I don't think so, because the witch didn't really know who she was at that point, honestly.
So were these guys just running because they were cowards?
No, they were running to go to
kill the emperor.
Yeah.
Because
they wanted
the
to
army.
Have a big distraction with the army so they can sneak away to go kill the emperor.
Did it
and,
say
and
that?
They chased,
I totally missed
Disney
that.
Disney just needed a way to get her and the witch to meet, and I wish they had ended up together.
Actually,
she
the
sacrificed
witch,
herself for her.
I'm glad that she had a redemptive arc. I was actually going to be frustrated if she would have stayed evil to the end. So I respected that she had some redemption to her. I didn't really understand why she got hit by the arrow. She's so powerful. Like, how does she get... She could
like,
literally
turn into
like,
the 100 bats?
Yeah, or she could turn that arrow to
she
dust.
Chose.
Like,
she
why
chose
does she
to be hit by it.
Why?
She chose to be hit by the arrow so that she could block the arrow from hitting Mulan.
No, but she could have disintegrated the arrow. Yeah.
The way this movie goes, where people just kick arrows and spears, that thing could have been deflected. And that's all Mulan's power was, is kicking things.
Easy. And how come the dude doesn't snipe them with another arrow while they're sitting there having their moment?
Yeah. Convenient plot point.
Okay.
Just like the Emperor got trapped by like a little Gulliver. What is it?
Gulliver's Travels.
Gulliver's Travels Gulliver's moment. Travels. Like they just wrapped him up in the little ropes and ran around.
Okay, so explain this to me, please. I'm having a hard time understanding this. So they were coming, but their whole objective was pretty much to kill the Emperor, right? They weren't really trying to take over the city, or were they?
No, yes, they were trying to take over the city. Take it back.
Okay. Yes. So let's say that Mulan doesn't win and the big bad kills her. His other guys get defeated anyway. So there's like no, so he can't take the empire anyways, right?
Well, my problem with that is that I never knew how many people he had on his team.
Exactly, but they made it seem like it was going to be an army, right?
Well, they attacked that first village when they run up the walls and there's 7 or 8 people. And then they have this battle with the army and there's only like a few hundred people. And then he attacks the city, this ginormous capital of China with like 14 or 15 people. I never got a scope of how large his army was. I feel like the numbers were totally different in the whole movie.
But his army was defeated like at the end, so like the final fight between Mulan and the bad dude like really was of no consequence. She saved the Emperor's life, yeah, but his army was still defeated. And it seemed like that whole hallway fight between like Mulan's dudes and the bad guys was like really critical.
Yeah, they got mowed down. They were like demolished.
But there was only like 10 or so baddies right there and they beat them. Was that all there was or was there more?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We never got a full concept of or scope of how large this guy's army was. Because every time they attack these large cities, there's like a small handful of them.
Yeah, it just made me think of like the last Hunger Games movie where you're following Katniss the whole time and they're fighting and fighting. But ultimately, like, they have no input to how the final battle ends.
That's
like,
true.
There's another army that just wins. And so that's what it kind of, like, seemed to me.
It's just inconsequential. And, yeah, she's just kind of,
she saved the Emperor's life. That's superb. But, yeah, it just seemed as far as, like, taking over the city. I mean, it just... I didn't really get that.
I do want to talk back again with the overall theme of this movie, because I did disagree with Evan with some of the things you said about earlier. Another biggest things I had an issue with this film was Mulan, the original Mulan back in the mid-90s had top three, one of the best montages in cinematic history, in my opinion.
The training montage.
The whole Be a Man training montage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up there with Rocky. I mean, it's fantastic. Oh. I watched it today again just to watch it again. It's great.
He sings it in the shower all the time.
Because it's like the whole premise of that montage with Donny Osmond. Yeah, exactly. He's saying,
but they can't
be a
have
man.
That in there because it's be a man. Like you said,
no, that's
the
whole point of it, though.
Womanhood.
You need to have that in there so she overcomes those gender barriers placed upon her. The whole be a man is a very traditional and sexist song, which think about it. He's trying to force her to leave her womanhood to become a man because men are stronger and men are capable. And at the very end, he gives up on her.
Right. He wasn't forcing her to
leave her womanhood. Well, at the very end of the montage and the song, he's like, he gives the horse reins to her and kicks her out. And it's like, hey, I tried, but I cannot make a man out of you. And that's the power of Mulan. She's not supposed to be a man figure. She's a woman who overcomes those barriers to become stronger. Because at the very end, or during that montage, I got you, hold on, they had that big... They have that big pole with the arrow sticking out of it, and they have to try to climb up and down with those weights on their wrists.
Mm-hmm.
And physically, she's unable to do it because she's not as strong as the men are. So what she does, she uses her wits, she ties them around and uses them as a counterweight, and then climbs up and overcomes those deficits she may have
with her brain.
And beating the men with her brain and with her wit. And that's how she becomes a great warrior. And I did not get that out of this movie. Like I said, she was born with this supernatural talent. And training what we saw off screen, you said that the dad trained her as a kid. Maybe. We never saw it. I don't know. I never got that from it. But at the same time, she was born this chi that her dad told her to compress her whole life. And I never got that struggle. The whole struggle for Mulan in this movie was overcoming whether to use her chi or not use her chi. And she was a superhero, which is fine for making a superhero film. But I wanted to see a normal girl with normal abilities overcome these gender stereotypes that were placed upon her. and use her brain, use her own strength to overcome and defeat those things. To me, that's more of an empowerment movie than it is her trying to compress her special powers.
So did you want
powers.
Like a legit true to the original remake?
Absolutely.
Hey,
there's nothing wrong
with
the original
movie. But
you
already got that. Right. Okay, like, you already have that
but
in
why
your
change
life?
It? The movie's great. Then why even make the live action to begin with?
Well, you could do it better than the cartoon,
that's the whole
too.
Problem. Make it better. Yeah. This whole change in the theme did not make it better.
Okay,
the
Jared,
original story, Mulan,
I have,
was
I
great
knock
as
down
it
Jared's
is. Why change that?
Go
ahead.
So, okay, I think you're setting up a false dichotomy here. If you remember
Evan
the
wins.
Words,
he said dichotomy.
Dichotomy.
I already lost this argument.
No. Well, okay, maybe I used a bad word. Sorry. But the words of the song is, Mr. I'll make a man out of you. The whole premise was they're bringing the men from boyhood to manhood. And nobody knows that she's a woman, right?
Yes.
So she's being treated like everybody else. She had to like operate from the same standards. It was not a, hey, you're a woman, we're trying to make you into a man. The assumption was that she was a boy, a young boy, just like everybody else, and she had to become a man. That's what it was. And I just think you read too far into it. I think you're kind of being a Josh. Don't be mad at me for saying that.
Oh, shout out to Josh.
Josh, we're going to say Mulan for you just as a quick shout out.
Well, the thing about that song, I can kind of get to your point, but the last line of the song, hold on, let me pull it up so I can get this word for word. The last line of the song, or one of the last lines, he says, hold on.
Oh, boy.
I lost it now. He says, so pack up, go home, you're through. How could I ever make a man out of you? You can't make a man out of her, to your point, because she's a woman. Okay, and nobody knew that, of course. But that's the power of that message, though. She didn't have to be a man. She didn't have to fit in. She used her own gifted abilities, chi aside, to become more powerful than the men, to overcome what they thought she needed to be.
Let's just take the song out of the argument. And yeah, it was missing that moment. That like really overcoming moment. Like she used her chi, then all of a sudden she had OP shoulder strength and could carry the water bottles up to the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
And I was like,
White Power shoulders.
Yeah, so
that's neat.
Cartoon Mulan was more of a problem solver Mulan, and then the live action Mulan was more of an overpowered, you know, strong chi fighting warrior.
But do you prefer that Mulan though? Do you prefer the problem solver Mulan or this Mulan?
As far as
a character.
I think I prefer more of the problem solving Mulan because I think the core theme of Mulan is to better yourself on the inside and become the best possible person that you can be. So I hope we're not trailing off too far, but
it's an important part because really it's what the movie's based on. I mean, honestly, it's this empowerment type film. And that's where my biggest issue was, not to beat a dead horse. I guess I can't really say that anymore.
There was a lot of dead horses in this movie, I bet.
I mean, I don't know. It lost that woman empowerment, to me personally. Especially having daughters of my own. To me, watching this film, like Brandon said earlier, we wanted to show it to the girls so they can like have this strong female figure overcome diversity and overcome, you know, social cues and qualms. But to me, I didn't get that from this. And that's what was very disappointing to me about this film, personally.
Mm-hmm. The integrity part I can really respect, though. And I don't think the animated film hit on much as this live-action one did. Like, the be truthful.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's just
the
point, too.
That was the message.
The mid-90s, socially, were so different than 2020 is. You know, in 2019, when this film was filmed.
It's
supposed
to come out.
Yeah, so it's... It kind of shows where we are as a society 30 years ago from today and kind of the differences. So, but overall, yes or no, was it worth the $30?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'm right there with you, no, as well.
And Disney is super smart. They've got the best marketers in the world. I guarantee you that they test marketed that price point with consumers, and there's no way in heck they even produced that number. There's no way that people went and said, oh, yeah, I totally pay $30 for this movie. No. They were trying
honestly,
to pay for the movie.
Oh, yeah. They got to make up for losses. That's all it is.
I mean, I get it.
And if we weren't doing a podcast on it, I probably would have waited till December to watch it for free.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm being honest. I mean, 80 to 90% of the reason why I watched it the other day was just to do the review for the podcast.
I wanted to see it. I was excited.
Yeah. I was excited. I mean, I could have waited till December. I mean, if we weren't doing a review on it, honestly.
How about you, Joey?
Hey, if we're waiting for a woman hero to come in that's a normal everyday person that rises above challenges and still stays true to her womanhood,
don't
we'll
you
get
say
that.
It.
We'll
don't
get
you
that
say it. Don't you say it.
In Black
don't
Widow.
Don't you say it. No.
Ew.
She's no.
She's not a normal everyday woman.
Yeah, exactly.
She's
not normal.
Not that I'm a Black Widow master. I have no idea her background whatsoever, but...
I knew where you're going there.
I walked away from this movie with two words in my mind: Austin Powers. I kept picturing the moment in the Austin Powers movie where he's like, "She's a man." He like pulls the
that's a throwback.
Oh man, it goes back to that terrible Clark Kent disguise, glasses, no glasses. Mulan, I don't know. And the crazy thing too, when like she decided to be true to herself and she rides back in the battle. Why is she discarding and disrobing
all her
armor?
Dude, that was powerful, though, man. That goes to your point, though.
No, that goes to your point.
It's not smart, but she's discarding, like, the manliness around her and being the woman.
Doesn't that go to your point?
She's just so OP, she doesn't need anything.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think armor cares if you're a man or a woman. It's going to protect you regardless.
Are
you saying David should have left his armor on?
Who?
David from David and Goliath? Yeah. I haven't seen that movie.
It takes it off because it reveals your true person. I mean...
Okay, well, she could have just let down her hair.
Yeah, she could have let her hair go and kept the armor on.
Her hair was beautiful, by the way. Just gorgeous.
Yeah, she had great hair. And it was cute.
Like
she had a sister.
Commercial.
Oh, yeah. And then the whole matchmaker scene wasn't that great compared to the cartoon.
It wasn't. Yeah, it was super downplayed.
Dude, because
yeah.
you can't translate goofiness into real life.
No, it's not even the goofiness. It's just character choice.
It
could have
been crazier.
Yeah, it
could have
been crazier. And even in the cartoon, Mulan's like this quirky, awkward teenager who doesn't know how to fit in society, and she writes all the cheat notes on her wrist, and she's trying to look and pass her test.
Yeah.
That's the kind of like character I want. Of course, like I said, you're not going to get this in this... more realistic Chinese-esque film, which I think it lost a lot of its personality.
I think you just got to look at the two movies as just different. Like, it's not a remake; it's a new narrative. I mean,
just didn't like it as much.
I mean, yeah, and you can still not like it; it's fine.
But the,
it's kind of like making a new Batman. It's like, I don't want a complete remake of the old Batman. I want a Ben Affleck Batman to see how that tastes in my mouth.
Yeah. Oh man.
You want Ben Affleck in your mouth. Great.
We'll conclude it.
Jared said it. I tried not to.
Everybody thought it already.
We conclude that. So overall, 4 out of 10 for me. If you have not yet seen this film, wait till December. It's free. Yeah. If you've seen this movie and you really loved it, please comment. Let us know why. I am very curious to see other people's perspectives and people who just really loved and adored this movie. I'll love to know the reasons behind it.
Yeah, exactly. And then let me also give a shout out. I want to shout out to Grief Burrito. They are a kind of a podcast of nerds too, doing reviews and video games and movies. Thank you for your shout out and your follow on Twitter. But definitely take a second, follow us at Club XP Podcast at Twitter, on Facebook. If you want to listen to us in the browser, go to www.clubxpcast.com. And then also, I'm going to tag this on the end of the episode here, but I will put up a social media reminder. We're going to be doing a giveaway of a $20 Amazon gift card. If you give us a review and do a screenshot of the review and send it to clubxpcast@gmail.com, in a week, we will select one person at random to receive a $20 gift card code to Amazon from the Club XP podcast as your thank you for giving us a review. So please give us a review. If you want the $20 gift card, we'll do a giveaway and we'll get it into your email box for you. And besides that, that's all I have, Joey.
Dude, you know what you could do with $20 through Amazon?
Lot.
You could almost rent Mulan. Almost there.
You can get some crappy earbuds to listen to the
so
Club XP.
Rent the original.
you can rent the
Go
original.
Go buy the original with $20. Go buy the cartoon and be happy.
All right.
Thanks,
Grief
Burrito. Appreciate the shout out.
Yeah.
Very much so. All right, y'all. Well, that's been it. It's been fun. All right. We'll check y'all on the flip side. Peace out.
Be a man.